here to round out your week. And it seems like every single day that we've come in here, we get a new, you know, it's kind of like training wheels or a tricycle, only it's our own president, Donald Trump, helping us with the show with a breaking tweet every single time. Break, what's he saying?
Breaking tweet. We got something coming out of DJT's tweet. He says, with a little more time, we can easily open the Strait of Hormuz and take the oil and make a fortune. It would be a gusher for the world. President DJT.
This is Biden stuff. It'll be a gusher for the world. And see, here's the thing. He's coming up with this stuff. He's put it out there. How many times are you going to say the war is over? How many times are you going to say we can easily do this? We're clearly not able to get it done in this fashion he talks about.
Right. No, you're 100% right. And here's the thing. Take the oil. Like, taking the oil is something that can't just happen without an immediate conflict.
Right.
Like, well, the acceleration of that.
Well, we say it can be done, so therefore it's going to be done. And I'm going to read the second one. I think this just came out around midnight. Yeah, 12:26 a.m., April 3rd, 2026. Our military, the greatest and most powerful by far anywhere in the world, hasn't even started destroying what's left in Iran. Bridges next, then electric power plants. New regime leadership knows what has to be done and has to be done fast. President Donald J. Trump, and this is him talking about attacking the civilian infrastructure. Have you seen Hegseth and him talk about taking them back to the Stone Age where they belong?
I have. But here's the thing. It's not like Iran is not going to attack back in equal capacity.
Sure.
It's just going to destabilize the whole region, as we know. Like, these types of this type of rhetoric is dangerous, because you know what happens if Iran gets attacked and they get their civilian infrastructure taken out? Next thing they're going to do is they're going to look at the Gulf countries. They're going to be like, ooh, you know what? Those salinization plants look real tasty. Let's go take those
right.
out.
And it's just the insanity of, like, for example, like Trump has said, oh, we're gonna hit their desalinization. We're going to hit it hard. They get 3% of their water from that. Israel gets over 50%. Most of the Gulf countries are around the same. They get their majority or close majority. To the majority of their water from desalinization. Why would you do this?
And I'm just – look, I'm not for creating these humanitarian crises just to make a point or make
right.
a stance.
Right.
I mean, there is real people that are involved at the ground level. And here's the thing. We're in America where we could never fathom something like this happening here. You know,
right.
you're never going to think about a bomb flying over your head or potentially your water being shut off. It's just a completely different set of circumstances. And so that's why when I look at all these decisions and I see the people and Hegseth saying all these things, I'm like, dude, you go out there then.
Well, that's the problem with America's view on just like war and combat in general, because we haven't had a mainland invasion of the U.S. We haven't had a domestic war since the Civil War. Literally, we kind of just sit over here, and it's like Otto von Bismarck said, we have weak neighbors to our north and south and fish to our east and west. We sit over here kind of in like the apex of our power, and we look at all these other nations around the world that are just right next to each other. I mean, if you look at Iran, you got the Caucasus right there. You got West Asia right there. You got Europe right there. You got Africa right there. Literally everything. It's called the Middle East because it's the middle of the world. When the British look down at the map, they're like, oh, this is the Middle East. This is the middle of the entire planet. And we're sitting over here isolated for the past 250 years, just completely divorced from the concept of having to deal with these border disputes, these wars. And then we tell these people who fought a brutal war against Saddam Hussein, lost hundreds of thousands of people, oh, we're just going to crush you. When in fact, like, they even hurting us a little bit, which they have the ability to do, we're like, ow, stop, no.
NATO, help.
Exactly.
NATO, we need you.
NATO, come open the strait. Liberate it all. Liberate the oil.
Just, we know we started this war, but we need your help.
We didn't start the fire. Yeah, exactly. But here's what's going on this morning. This is unconfirmed, but this is massive. This is blowing up everywhere. Mario Newfall, who I consider to be a pretty reliable source, he's saying it's unconfirmed, but he is reporting on it. A U.S. C-130 is reportedly, this is speculation, flying low over Iran, dropping flares in a apparent search and rescue operation. Apparently, this is to avoid enemy heat-seeking missiles. This is happening during a large search and rescue op. Speculation, this is a claim, not confirmed yet, after Iran reportedly shot down a F-15E fighter jet. We see it's on the front page of Drudge now. So this is your breaking news in the morning, American Journal. You're hearing about this. We expect this probably to be confirmed later today, if not later this week. Now, I'm sure the U.S. doesn't want this to get out. What do you think they're going to be willing to do to cover this up if it happened?
I mean, you can't cover it up now. I mean, This is the beautiful part about information today.
Right.
You know, you're getting it as it happens, right?
Real-time info war.
You go back to the Vietnam era, they could hide a lot of the mistakes that were to happen back then. But now that you've got people with cameras, you've got people, look at that. I mean, you can't even avoid seeing that. That's a massive plane. So everyone knows when something's going that low, it means you're trying to avoid radar.
And they're
radar.
Deep inside Iranian territory as well doing this. That's what we believe the video clip is of. Again, this is all unconfirmed, but this is what's happening. And this is the thing. We had a little discussion with someone last night. We won't get into it too much. But basically, they made apparent statements about the conflict, and now they say everything they say is not to be taken seriously. It's all a joke. But ultimately, this is not a laughing matter.
No.
It's not a laughing matter.
This is what I tried to tell him. I said, look, First Amendment, right?
Sure.
You can say whatever you want. You can make jokes about whatever you want, but you do not have the right to, you know, control what the reaction comes
from. The thing is like you can go, oh, it's a joke, ha, ha, ha. Even if it is a joke, you're signaling support for what's going on right now. How do you think that pilot that just got shot down feels about that? That's a big ha, ha joke, you see. And I think that's how Trump and Hegseth view it too. You know, like lives are just scraps to be tossed off the plate. It's just, you know, we got plenty of food. We got plenty of soldiers in the refrigerator. Hey, we got these here. It's a little inconvenient, you know.
Well, yeah, there's a lack of empathy.
Sure.
That's the problem. There's a lack of empathy at the highest levels because there's so much distance between them and the decision that they're making. It goes from the president down to the secretary of defense, and then it goes down to a colonel, all the way down. And you're not watching the footage of, like, the guy that you just sent to the front lines to get killed.
That's right. That's right. And Thucydides, I mean, the ancient Greeks talked about this, like, why do men of power send men off to die at war? Because they can't. It's just because they can't. It's almost an unemotional decision. It's just choosing to use someone for a purpose.
And you know what's interesting now? It used to be a lot easier for there to be a clear winner and loser in these conflicts. Like, you go to
war.
I think World War II was like the last time you had a traditional war where you could clearly tell, okay, this guy won, this guy lost. But then also the narratives that are created after the victor wins, right? That can't happen again, right? Because Churchill, we know about Winston Churchill, he was responsible for millions of deaths.
That's right. Okay. That's right, but victors write the history books, and this is what we see, and this is what we talk about just on the Gray Area American Journal as well, is there really aren't any heroes around.
Yeah.
And when someone's trying to tell you the story or sell you the narrative, oh, it's the hero against the evil villain, usually that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we literally point that out empirically to prove it, but I want to go to this because it ties into what we're talking about here. For first time ever, Army Chief of Chaplain's Fire, that's like the head priest preacher guy. Right, in the military, by Hegseth. And this is from BaptistNews.com. It was hard to find this reported anywhere. There's plenty of people talking about, oh, they fired the general. They fired the general. And yes, that is a big deal. The general probably didn't want ground invasions, probably why they let him go. But they're firing the spiritual guy. Pete Hegseth made national headlines April 2nd for firing General Randy George, the Army's chief of staff. But on the same day, Hegseth removed Army Major General William Green, who had served in the post since 2023. Traditionally, a person serves as Army chief of chaplains for a four-year term. No reason was given publicly for the dismissal. Green's unusual dismissal came among a shakeup of top Army brass directed by Hegseth, who, of course, is an avowed Christian nationalist, really Christian Zionist nationalist, who believes America's war in Iran is sanctioned by God. And this is just publicly stated.
Well, what it is, Rex, is it's clearing house. Let's get the yes men in there.
Yes.
Let's pile this up with yes men. Let's get the guy
it's
in here.
It's high five time. They just run around in a circle just high-fiving each other.
Here you go, Mr. President.
Exactly.
I'll do this for you. Give me that raise. Give me that promotion. And so the people who want to speak out against the conflicts themselves, because a lot of these generals have lived through many of these conflicts and they know what works and doesn't work. So the moment that you get online, and this is speculation because we don't know.
Sure.
We really don't know the real conversation that happened behind closed doors.
Sure. Well, look at this. I think we kind of do know some of it. I want to read this to you. This is, I think we've covered it before on the show. This is from The Guardian. U.S. troops were told war on Iran was all a part of God's divine plan. U.S. military commanders have been invoking extremist Christian rhetoric, Zionist rhetoric about biblical end times to justify involvement in Iran war to troops. The MRFF, which is the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, says it has received more than 200 complaints from service members across all branches of the armed forces, including the Marines, the Air Force, and Space Force. One complainant, identified as an NCO in a unit that could be deployed at any moment against Iran, told the organization in a complaint that the commander had urged us to tell our troops this was all a part of God's divine plan and had specifically referenced, and I got a little bit more, numerous citations out of the book of Revelations referring to Armageddon and the imminent return of Jesus Christ. And this is the quote that gets my ire up. This is the thing that makes me go crazy. This is absolutely unacceptable. And in the Bible, it literally says anyone who says they know when I come back, don't listen to them, like they're evil. Mm-hmm. But we're going to go and get into it right here. He said, and this is the guy instructing this guy to give his troops religious advice, not religious advice, religious cult advice. He said that President Trump has been anointed by Jesus.
Oh my.
To light the signal fire in Iran to cause Armageddon and mark his return to earth. That complaint was filed on behalf of 15 troops, 11 Christians, one Muslim, one Jew. Universally, people recognize this as
unbelievable.
As evil.
Unbelievable. Didn't the Bible talk about wolves in sheep's clothing?
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's the thing, guys. I've talked about this, and I want to reiterate.
Sure.
The people who are using religion to push their narrative are the worst kind of people.
Sure.
And the reason is, and I've said this before as well, Christianity, whatever religion you practice, religion is one of those things where it can either be the best thing in the world or it can be used in a negative way.
Well, they use it ultimately to say, because we're on this divine mission, we get to dehumanize you. And that's the problem.
But the thing is when you tie it to a religion or a spiritual aspect, you know, you're giving it this divine, you know, will to happen. And then you're trying to tap into that spirituality of that person when it doesn't connect. It's like trying to put a circle inside of a square when these people know deep down. Jesus sure. wouldn't be doing this.
Absolutely.
Jesus wouldn't tell me to go out there and kill a bunch of people who didn't deserve to die.
Yes.
Jesus didn't say double tap the school of 180 girls.
That's right.
Right?
That's
I mean, I know
true.
The Old Testament was a little violent, but that's the reason why they came out with the New Testament, because they realized, hey, violence doesn't work anymore.
That's true. And it's also a situation where you got people in the Old Testament 2,000 years ago doing human sacrifice. And they're like, yeah, kill the people killing their children. That's a little bit more reasonable than saying, hey, Jesus is going to come back, so we got to blow up a school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you can say that's hyperbole. You can say that's crazy. That's literally their statement. They say the war is to light the signal fire to anoint Trump to bring back Jesus.
People are waking up. You can't propagandize us anymore.
No.
The fact that I'm proud of those soldiers doing those reports and pushing out, because they're watching everything in real time. They have access to their phones.
Sure.
They're on social media. They know what's happening just like the rest of us. And they know this war is not something that anybody wants.
Sure. Well, this is like Scientology. This is like Heaven's Gate. This is like any one of these cults, right, where they think they're going to drink the Kool-Aid and the aliens are going to come beam them up.
Because
it's built off of a worship of insanity and death at the end of the day. This will not produce a positive result from the world. Even if you said, all right, the U.S. empire is going to fight a brutal one-year war against Iran, which they will win, and they take over the country and greater Israel, whatever. For decades and decades and decades, the Iranian people that need to be liberated will suffer under the destroyed infrastructure, no water, no electricity, no roads. They're blowing up bridges every day.
Yep.
Is life materially better for those people because he says, oh, in America, we're going to make so much money off the war? We hear this a lot. It's both about God and it's about money at the same time. How does that work in your mind?
It doesn't. Those two things cannot be mutually in the same room.
Yes, not mutually exclusive.
They can't be mutually exclusive. And when you have the greed, the money, all of those different things, I mean, the Bible talks about these things.
Sure.
It talks about being weary
the love of money.
False prophets.
Yeah.
And so I'm seeing a lot of false prophets. We've seen that his spiritual leader, that lady
Paula
who's just
White.
Like, the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, she does.
The blood of Jesus.
She does like the Chidori from Naruto and like attacks and sends the evil spirits out.
And she's like,
yeah,
we need to bless him. Bless him.
It's
worse
than
also
that.
For $10.99, you can support this war. Go ahead and donate behind this paywall.
Oh, dude, it's not even $10.99. Here, let me do my best impression. for $1,000 seed. If you plant a $1,000 seed today, you will get the blessing. Let me tell you.
Amen.
Those people are the most evil people on the planet. She goes around to poor old people and is like, give me the last dimes. Give me the last dimes of your pension. Let me have what you have. I will do a miracle for you. And they're saying the same thing about this war.
So beautiful, because I'm thinking about this. They're asking for that 10%. They're like, that 10% belongs to the Lord, which also belongs to this war.
Also belongs to me.
And it belongs to me.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, some people don't have that 10% now.
Right.
We're creating inflation. We're creating all of these things that are crunching the American person.
Look at that. She's got QVC. You can get the Crystal Cross for a donation of $1,000 or more.
How much you want to bet this?
Pause it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, Tim. All right. Go back just a little bit. All right. We got it up there on the screen. I want to show that prayer list. See, this is the catalog. This is what you pay for. You get what you pay for. You get an angel assigned to you. Get to be an enemy to your enemies. That's kind of hood, to be
what
honest.
What is an angel assigned to you?
Yeah. Well, she controls them, apparently. Give you the angels are demons in this case. Give you prosperity, take sickness away, give you long life. We're not allowed to make supplement claims like this. I can't tell you the supplement's going to make you live forever. I mean, you give her $1,000. She says you live forever. That's the reward. Cause increase for you. Does that mean I get fatter as well? A special year of blessing. It only lasts 1 year, then you immediately die.
For only a low price of $1,000, you can get a blessing that lasts for an entire year.
That's right. Well, does it start when you're charged? Here's the thing that I want to know. When the blessing runs out after a year, do you immediately die? Like, do you have to?
No. That's not a part of the deal. Deal says you live forever, is what she said. Well, $1,000.
All right, I'm looking at this now. Maybe we can get it up one more time. I'm looking at this bill right now for what you get for $1,000, and this looks great, right? Like, you want all the things on this list, but maybe you don't have $1,000. She needs to get with the time. We need Klarna to come in, and you need to be able to make payments on your
Klarna for the church.
Yes.
That's a new business idea.
Klarna for the church.
Klarna for the church.
That's the new meme for today. That's the new meme format of me and you doing the thing.
And here's the thing. We're not sitting here mocking the word of God. This is a mock.
We're defending God.
We're defending God, and we're mocking the people who are making these awful situations for the people who don't know what's going on. Look at that cross. How much you want to bet that thing was made in like Shanghai, China?
That came out, Indonesian factory.
Yeah. And she's saying,
Made in Iran.
And they're trying to make it seem like you're getting something like fantastic with this, you know? So I look at these things and I'm like, there are people who actually believe these people.
Right. And well, that's the thing about all this. We can laugh at it. We can point it out. There are people, and we've all been taken advantage of in various points of our lives. There are people with a lot of mental health problems that feel like they need to give all this money away. And this is one of the predatory groups of people that take money away from people that want to give their money away. And really got to reach out to people. If you're listening to this broadcast right now and you've given donations to a kind of like name it and claim it person, I would just advise you to keep that money for yourself and your family and to just read your Bible, because you don't need these people to do anything.
And I can even do it.
God is with you every second of every day of your life until you die and after. You never leave God.
Yeah. Look, we could do a deep dive. And maybe we do this, maybe we don't, right?
Okay.
You can call me out.
Sure.
But we can see where all of these pastors who are flying around in mega yachts.
We got to do it.
And
that's great.
And private jets.
Yeah.
Like there are people who are taking the tithes and offerings and they're just living lavishly on your dollar. So it's just it's the lowest type of criminal.
Really?
In my mind, because you're taking something so sacred to somebody where they're truly trusting you. Because they want to be closer to God. It's something that's dear and near to them. Because spirituality is one of those things that's almost essential pillar that gives people some lightness and will to survive.
Sure. Well, here's the thing that's so disgusting. It's not a person like me going, I'm flawed, I'm a sinner, I'm wicked, but I love God and I want you to love God too. She goes, I am the angel general. I command the angels to go to you. I send the power of rain. I send the power of fire. Like literally just like flopping around. That's in my view, spitting in the face of God.
It is.
To do something like that. And we call it out because this isn't just somebody that's floating around randomly that we just point out on social media and say it's funny. She goes to the White House, Tim.
She goes to the White House.
She gets input. We don't get input. She gets input. What do you think of that?
And she's doing it to just glaze Trump. I mean, she knows that that's the president. There's a lot of good picture. Yeah, she
looks like back shots.
She's getting great input there. You know, she realizes she's like an arm's length, and she sees this as a power play.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So when I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, when we look at all these situations, I just want people to wake up. That's all we're trying
to do. Yeah, wake up. Good morning. Wake up. Welcome to the American Journal. Do not suffer this anymore. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. That was pretty much the point that I wanted to make.
Yeah. Well, that's powerful. We got a lot more coming up. I want to go ahead and read this while we stay on topic. Pete Hegseth's top aide is spreading rumors for one reason. This is from the New York Post. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth's top aide, Ricky Buria, told colleagues last year that he and his boss donned disguises and went out drinking together. What, does Pete Hegseth tape on a little fake mustache and go out
the,
there and
the
get
hat
drunk?
And the trench coat.
Wow. Okay. A juicy bit of gossip that's widely believed to be a lie and recklessly planted. Ooh, see, it's not that they go get drunk. It's to catch the leakers. You see, it's just, come on, man. We know what you're about. Pete likes to drink. Mm. It's not illegal. It's not a crime. Go wear a fake mustache. You don't have to lie about it.
He's stressed. You know, he's got to take that edge off. You know, he probably feels a lot of pressure because he knows he's lying on a day-to-day basis. That has to hit your conscience at some point. You have to know internally, unless you're like a sociopath where, you know, these are things that you truly believe to your core. But I don't see that. I think a lot of these people are just trapped in a system where they feel like, okay, I just have to be part of it. Otherwise, I have no future.
Well, there's one friend that never leaves you. You want to know what his name is?
What is his name?
Jack Daniels.
Ooh.
Jack Daniels. So he's hanging out with Jack Daniels. He's probably putting on the fake mustache.
Tennessee whiskey.
They're saying, it's to catch the leakers. Oh, it's to catch the leakers. Look, here's the thing. We don't judge here, okay? But you are the Secretary of War, so that means we do judge. Why are you putting on the fake mustache and going out to the bar?
Well, he can't be caught, Rex.
Yeah, it's true.
He can't be caught. He's a man. He's our leader.
It's like a kid playing hide and seek, and it's like hiding behind a tree, and you can see him. Like, you can't see me. You can't see me. And
I'm not here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not here doing
the John Cena. But we're gonna be right back. I want to remind you guys: thealexjonesstore.com is the place to go for the phenomenal vitamins, minerals, supplement, nutrients, everything you want. Get it right now. Get T3 iodine. Get methylene blue. Get the phenomenal sales promotions we have available for you. Subscribe and save on every single product. Look at it. It's just worth doing. If you're taking the products already or if you're taking a break from them, why not try them again? Thank you so much. We're going to be right back with more news, current events, and a deep dive in the second hour.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.